out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Or you've done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the swimming fuck out of it.
Fuck you.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours talking about Trump shitting on the right.
Ooh, yes.
Figuratively.
Yummy.
You know, literally, if right. Whatever they're into, if they want to come over.
Who wants to be shit upon?
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I'm calling for the mayor of Pensacola to ban Donald Trump from entering this fucking city.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
Tweet us during the show if you like at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. That's where all the cool kids hang out and shit.
Yay. I mean, Rahm Emanuel banned Schittler from Chicago. Why can't we do the same here?
Did he?
Yeah, he did. I mean, I don't know how that works. How do you ban somebody from a city? The president of the country.
Trump? I don't know.
He's got a building there.
Yeah, hopefully that will be going bye-bye sometime soon. Those garish, not the building, but the...
Right. The giant fucking letters.
Three-story tall Trump. Yeah.
He's a racist.
Which he stealthed in there, right?
Do you think the... Oh, right? Yeah.
The city commission didn't know... that it was going to be that big. If I had a nickel.
Why wouldn't you fucking ask? I want to know how...
Well, they said, yeah, you could put the name of the building on it, but they didn't expect him to put, you know, they were dumb. It's Trump. Of course it's going to be giant,
man.
And you're going to put up with all that bullshit. I said you can tweet us. You can, buy shit through our Amazon hole if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
That's right.
We don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements. If you'd like to help us out here, just when you can buy something on the internet, buy it through our Crab Diving Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, bookmark that shit, by the way.
That's
whatever
right.
You buy, we get a little commission from Amazon. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here. That's Screaming Liberal Media.
Buy it through our hole. That's it. Sorry. I stepped on the flourish of horns.
They'll be okay.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to.
They're still getting paid.
Yeah. Wait for my launch. Shit. Me. Okay. Make sure these elephants get the right cue when they're supposed to go.
That's my fault.
No, I'm kidding.
Let's get the headlines over with. I'm sure there's a couple. One, they just
right
moments ago heard from the Prime Minister of Barbuda.
Ooh, wee.
Antigua and Barbuda, specifically, who
yes
hopped on a helicopter and went to survey the island of Barbuda. 1,600 residents hadn't been heard from since midnight.
No, fuck me, man. God.
Right in the path of the storm, and I just heard the Prime Minister through a shitty satellite phone connection say, I thought he said 98, but they're saying 90, 98% destruction. He said he's never seen such devastation. One fatality so far.
Holy shit.
Luckily. I mean, they prepared well, and they got people to a shelter, a couple of shelters, whatever, 1,600. Yeah. But the property damage, he said it's all gone.
That sucks,
it's basically
man.
All gone.
What the fuck? Shit, you guys, we got to stop with this gay sex. It's creating these super storms.
Maybe God's mad because we're, I don't know, kicking dreamers out.
No,
how
yeah.
How come, where's the religious people who claim that shit? They're always blaming gay people.
Right.
They're always blaming baby killers.
Yes.
They're always blaming general anti-Christian hate.
Right. But you're right. Why not? But, you know, we're kicking out human beings from a country. That's not very Christ-like. So why wouldn't God, you know, ejaculate a storm upon our shitty, fucked up country? Why not? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
And, you know. Hurricane, some... fucking what's after Irma? Is it Jose?
Isn't it Julian? Who's
Julian?
Right behind. And then there's a tropical depression.
I'm gonna say dystopia.
Tropical depression.
That's Florida.
Katia?
Katia.
I think is the name. The K.
Russian.
Is in the Gulf.
Oh, okay, fuck it.
Like, kind of heading this way.
Yeah. But it's a depression. That's not a hurricane. It's just shit tons of rain.
It's heading over the Gulf, though, and don't things usually supercharge when they're over warm water and stuff?
Super. Hey, go buy some shit from Amazon.
Speaking of P-tapes?
Oh, yes. We got to go to Home Depot and buy some fucking plywood, dude. That is a thing that must happen.
The
studio doesn't blow up.
I don't know if Irma's going to come this way. But.
No, I don't think so. But I mean, we've got all these storms lining up on the Gulf.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we can buy the plywood now.
Or it's not like there's any
expensive
global warming or climate change or anything.
Oh, fuck you.
Good thing the Republicans are on top of it. I personally feel better knowing that Rick Scott and the Republicans are in charge here in Florida.
And there's no FEMA director. Is that true?
Yeah, well, Should. That might be better off because isn't it a holdover from, the previous administration, who's the deputy
who's
in charge there, because they haven't been able to put anybody in charge yet. So we might actually be better than
one of Obama's
someone,
dudes.
Than having someone Trump picked.
Trump would pick like Omarosa or
Barron is going to be in charge of FEMA. He's really good with computers.
Hey, it's either going to be Barron or somebody that used to coordinate weddings. Which one would you like?
Yeah,
didn't he hire a wedding coordinator to be in charge of HUD in New York?
Actually, Miss Turks and Caicos from Miss Teen Universe is very qualified to run.
That's not...
Oh, sorry.
Mainstream media characters to get all weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Storm Bunker.
Bunker!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, September 6th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Finkel Liberal. HuffPo.
Suck my dick.
There's a picture, a creepy long lens through the window shot of the White House.
Right.
Even worse. And it is Donald Trump hugging and laughing with a gentleman, a senator, who is, they're obviously joking, they're both laughing, but the senator has his finger in the face of the president, like waggling his finger at him, but you could tell they're joking. Chuck Schumer.
Oh, shit.
And that is the big news. In fact, trending on the Twitter...
Twending on Twitter.
Not that long ago, it was Chuck and Nancy. because apparently Donald Trump has said fuck you to Republican leadership and has nuzzled up and cozied up to the Democrats, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, when it comes to this debt ceiling and shit. The headline says Trump surrenders to Dems on debt ceiling.
So... So how the fuck is he gonna? What's his base gonna do? Are they going to lose their fucking mind?
We can head over to Breitbart in a moment and find out.
I mean, good fucking Christ. Wasn't that the whole point of his response to Charlotte and the fucking DACA thing? Wasn't that to energize his racist, rabid base of dickheads?
Charlottesville.
Charlottesville, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did I say?
Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was the point of all that garbage if you're just going to do this, dickhead?
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, you're right.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
He doesn't have a fucking plan.
And he has no ideology. Except for racism and greed.
His ideology sucks. So much dick.
Democratic leaders found themselves in the unusual position, possibly a one-legged reverse cowgirl.
Possibly being
on the same side as President Donald Trump, reaching an agreement on a plan to keep the government funded and to raise the debt ceiling.
Oh, man.
Trump and Stein met with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, not Obama, who many think is the minority leader.
Right.
I saw another thing about that.
Minorities.
Somebody tweeted out that BLM and Antifa are obviously organizing under Obama's revolutionary leadership.
What the fuck?
Like, Obama's preparing a black army.
Right. Well, I mean, an army of black people.
Antifa is mostly white people with black masks.
Yes.
But BLM, you know, that's all the rowdy Negroes.
Right. He's coordinating that in his spare time.
Yeah. In his bunker.
Kiteboarding with Branson. Obama's not. Hey, listen, dick.
Branson's okay, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He was in the Virgin Islands.
Last I saw, he tweeted that they were heading for the concrete wine cellar in the main house.
In the main house.
Yes.
God. Why didn't you slip on out of there in one of those fancy rocket ships or one of your stupid fucking air
balloons? Does he own an airline?
He's the guy that got stuck. Didn't he get stuck in the sky in one of those fucking
he owns an
balloons?
Airline. Oh, yeah,
Yeah, he shoots rockets into space.
So, I, you know.
Spirit.
I assume you could get a plane down there to get you out, but.
Is he Spirit or Virgin?
Virgin. I think he's riding it out.
Riding.
Trump met with Schumer, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, as well as Mitch the Bitch McConnell.
Fuck you, boy.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy and House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Okay. Well, what a bunch of white shitheads.
But it looks like Trump ended up kind of siding with the Democrats in the meeting. It says.
Yes.
Schumer and Pelosi released a joint statement, I should say. That said, quote, in the meeting, the president and congressional leadership agreed to pass aid for Harvey, an extension of the debt limit, and a continuing resolution, both to December 15th, all together.
Okay.
So they're, you know, they're punting for 3 months. Both sides, but that's exactly what Republicans didn't want, the Republican leadership.
Right.
They wanted to hold DACA hostage. Well, they're still going to do that, but they wanted to hopefully get more out of it, like get more out of the debt limit, get more out of the continuing resolution.
Jeez. I mean, to me, the optics is kind of shitty. I mean, listen, Trump is racist and you got to treat him like a racist fucking Nazi shithead. And I know there's something we can get out of this guy, the Dems. That's good, I guess. But to have two white liberal leaders meeting with a guy, legitimizing him as a president or whatever the fuck he is, it doesn't.
Well, I mean, you gotta.
Why?
Because they can get shit out of him.
Like, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, it doesn't. What if you're a person of color and all of a sudden you see a bunch of white liberals working with this fucking avowed racist? What do you think? What does it look like? I mean, it looks like shit.
Well, it depends on if you're getting your way. Democrats are getting their way on this, so fuck him.
Yeah, I guess.
He rolled.
Yeah.
And
I mean, because
gave the little stubby orange middle finger to Mitch and Paul Ryan.
Yeah, but I guess. I just think it looks shitty, and you're propping this guy up. You're going to give him a win or something? I mean, I know we need to work. I guess you need to work with him to get shit out of him, but I don't know. I feel like the progressives owe a debt to our, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does that not make sense? Or,
well, but I mean, at what point do you shoot off your nose to spite your face? If you're going to be able to use this guy, I mean, it's cost benefit analysis. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like, and you know, liberals tend to be liberal nuanced about shit like that. So
yeah.
we do have a little bit of a crazy base, but not the profoundly uninformed, watching base that is going to buy or is going to get butt hurt over the optics of we're not like the how the Republicans got pissed when Chris Christie hugged Obama. They're still upset about that.
No, the difference is though. The difference is Trump is Trump.
Well, but Obama's Obama to them.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, he is president. I mean, what are you going to do?
Right.
You can't,
you're right.
You can't pretend the White House. I mean, until he's gone, you got to deal with him.
Yeah.
And as long as he's caving into what the Democrats want, that's icing.
Yeah. I mean, I just think, I don't know. The guy is, he doesn't trust him. He's a fucking racist.
Yeah, I mean, watch your backs, Democrats.
He came out and he says all these racist shit. He emboldens all these racists. He makes people go out and commit hate crimes. I don't know. I mean, you know, if I could see how some people could look at it and say, well, you know, the Democrats certainly didn't come out against him properly when he ran for office.
Right. He was kind of the joke of the other side.
Yeah.
But, and he still is. It's just that yeah. joke won.
Right.
So that's the headline, is that Trump is siding with the Democrats, rejecting the wishes of his own party, reportedly leaving the Republicans furious.
No shit. Well, that's good.
Jake Sherman, a Politico senior writer, wrote, news, Trump agrees to 3-month death limit increase. All GOP leaders were opposed.
Oh shit.
Per multiple sources. Trump also agreed to extend government funding till December 15th, setting up a wild final month of the year. I'm told by multiple sources Republicans are furious. The Democratic ploy to keep debt limit short term worked. It took just a few hours.
Oh wow. Jeez. What an idiot.
To be clear, debt limit, these are all tweets, by the way. To be clear, debt limit government funding expires 12/15. Ryan, McConnell, and McCarthy were all opposed. Trump, Pelosi, and Schumer were on the same side.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh, God.
Here's a tweet that says, all it is like 50 ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha's. And then it says the Freedom Caucus couldn't have happened to a more deserving party.
Yeah, really? God. Ugh, how disgusting. How fucking disgusting.
So there you go, the headline that Trump is caved.
Right.
And gave a little fuck you to his own party.
Sure. I mean, you know, whatever. Maybe they'll... God, I hope the Democrats fuck him. I hope they fucking fuck him.
Well, yeah, like I said, keep an eye on your back, Democrats, because you've got Trump.
Don't be fucking stupid.
You've got Trump, Mitch McConnell, and Paul Ryan involved.
I'm just saying, man, it looks like shit to have these old fucking Democrats, these white fucking Democrats making deals with Trump. It looks like shit. To me, I don't know why it just bugs me.
Over at the Drudge Report, the headline says, Wrath of Irma.
Oh, shit.
Florida Fear. So that's the latest update on what's going on. Like I said earlier, the tiny island of Barbuda. Not Bermuda.
Oh, yes.
Barbuda. It's like Barbie married Bermuda.
Oh, yes. That is a fucked up name to say. I was just thinking that. It really doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah, off the grid for like 12 hours.
No shit,
took
man.
The full brunt of the storm, tiny little island with I think the highest, it's mostly slightly above sea level. It's a little island with a lot of pretty beaches, but they had some high ground there. I guess it's like 150 feet ish, something like that.
Right.
So they probably all scrambled up to a shelter on this highest point in the island.
Well, I mean, you know,
bunker in.
Jeez, they maybe they take the storm seriously there on a tiny little island where they don't have a lot of high ground.
Well, they're saying they did well in Antigua, yeah, where they were prepared. I mean, they got hit very hardly, roughly, bigly.
Mm-hmm. Hardly.
And they were, there's, you know, a lot of shit, a lot of devastation, and but no, I don't think they've lost anybody. No, fortunately, no loss of life.
Didn't Trump fail to mention Puerto Rico? Like, he's worried about everybody, but didn't say anything about fucking Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. Like, it's not part of our fucking country.
No, they are, like, Mexicans. They're
brown.
Whoa, sustained winds of 185 miles an hour.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah, it was creepy with Barbuda. They had a... they had a weather station there.
Yeah.
And they showed the live feed from the weather station. You could see the wind speed, and it reached 155 miles an hour, and then it went...
What's the
and
point?
And stopped.
Right.
It destroyed the weather beacon.
That's amazing. Stuff.
It destroyed... Shit. So, but fortunately, apparently, all but one...
Yes.
One confirmed, they're saying, death in Barbuda.
That's amazing. Barbuda. Have you seen pictures
all the shit's
of this
gone.
Fucking storm from space?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now at the Drudge Report.
It's insane, man. It's so big.
450-ish miles diameter, which Florida is only like 150 miles wide. So
right.
Three times the width of Florida.
Hey, just think about it. If Trump would have canceled DACA earlier, maybe they could have deported some people that were from Antigua. Sent them back just in time for the fucking storm.
May God save us all, it says over at the Daily Mail. This is the headline that the Drudge Report links to.
Yes.
Mass evacuation as Hurricane Irma makes landfall in the Caribbean with, or Caribbean, however you like to say it, with 185 mile an hour winds after swelling to the size of France.
Oh, my God. The storm is the size of
France.
Shit. We got to get off this planet.
Strengthened to a Category 5 storm, which is the highest. Don't get no higher. They stop counting after that.
Yeah, what's the fucking point?
The Red Cross is preparing for a major humanitarian response. Irma has sustained winds of 185, making it the most powerful storm ever recorded in the Atlantic. And I thought I saw a report where a couple of places had reported gusts over 210.
No, God.
Like, sustained.
Yeah, yeah.
Of 185. But sustained of 185, I saw.
That means it rises,
is
right?
A Category 4 tornado.
Okay.
For hours and hours.
That's crazy, man.
At a time. Crazy. So, they showed pictures in one of those reports of, well, you know, here's what happened to an Oklahoma town after a Category 4 tornado touchdown for like 5 minutes.
No, fuck.
So imagine
that
hanging around for hours.
That sucks, man. Like Hurricane Opal. How big was Opal? Like it was a 4, right?
I don't know. Still not clear where the storm will hit, but most of the selfishly we're obviously keeping track here of the panhandle.
Yes.
And for us, at least, the news seems to be getting better as far as the predictions of where that fucker is going to go.
Right.
The more and more of the projections are having the hurricane pushed well to the east of us, probably on the eastern side of Florida itself. So we shall see. Someone... didn't we hear, I think it was on a Majority Report today.
Yes.
Sam Cedar said that he had talked to someone in Pensacola. It's got to be Mike Papantonio because he's on his radio network.
Right. His law offices are right, you know, around
the Ring of Fire radio.
I was about to give some location clues to our podcast, but I do not want to fucking do that.
But Papantonio runs Ring of Fire Radio, and Sam Cedar has a show on Ring of Fire Radio. So he was probably talking to Papantonio, who said, Well, what was the big one that hit here? Ivan?
Shit. Ivan. Ivan, yeah.
He said, well, Ivan wasn't supposed to hit here either.
Right. I mean, it's just making predictions.
Right, right. So take that for what it is. Already here in this town, hard to get water.
Yeah.
At the stores, people are preparing early.
Yeah, it freaked me out. I was out last night and all the locals are like talking seriously about the fucking storm and where it's going to hit and talking about boarding up their windows and shit like that. They aren't fucking around. No. And they were born here.
Key West is fucked though. It'll be a little sad for Key West.
Right.
I've been there a few times. I like Key West a lot.
I've been there, the Isla Mirada.
But they're
beautiful.
Probably really fucked.
Yes.
Down there. In
Why
Keys.
Would God do this to Florida and the Caribbean?
There's a lot of gay people in Key West.
Oh, yeah. Why doesn't, hey, God, why don't you send a fucking tornado up to San Francisco? Or a hurricane?
Donald Trump,
I'm kidding.
10 hours ago.
Yes.
In typical fashion. Tweeted, hurricane looks like largest ever recorded in the Atlantic! Exclamation point. That's it. That's all I said. Not our hearts are with those.
What the fuck?
Our prayers are with those. Even go ahead, invoke your magic. I don't care. But to be like,
right.
Hey, look, it's the before it was the biggest ever. Now it's really the biggest ever.
You know why? I get why Ryan Lee does little hand things. His little hand signals were probably off the charts. I get why people invoke Sky God. If you're kind of a feelingless shell of a charlatan, racist dickhead that, you know, may or may not have tied a child to a bed, raped her, and hit her in the face, to make it seem like you have, to make it seem like you have feelings, you might want to invoke Sky God. Because when you talk about Jesus and all that bullshit, it does make people sound like they have some, like, I don't know, sensitivities to something. It makes them seem like they
have feelings,
they care, yeah,
and empathy and shit.
That might be good for shit.
Christians are supposed to have empathy and love.
I mean, if I was in charge of Shitler, I would be like, hey, get into the religiosity. That might do it. That might help you a little bit. You know, you might seem like less of a racist cunt. Maybe
slightly less.
Probably not.
Then Trump tweeted. He's been a little active this morning. Little finger is going.
Ooh, yes.
We'll be going. Oh, wait. Congress now has 6 months to legalize DACA. Oh, this is last night. This is interesting.
Yes.
After the show, you know, sent out Jeff Bosesh.
Right.
Who was thrilled to do it. I'm
oh,
sure.
Yes.
To go out and
he
announce
was so
it.
Excited.
We are going to be stopping this DACA thing.
Right.
I can't. I look forward to launching several of those brown motherfuckers off across the border myself.
Think about it, man. We got an administration that is seriously considering the possibility of rounding people up.
Well, they already are, but rounding up. Completely innocent people who have got here, were brought here as children.
And it's fascism. They're scapegoating these people. They say, hey, if we get rid of these fuckers, your jobs are going to come back.
Right.
Is there anything more evil than that? That's fucking ridiculous.
Right, because there's a lot of illegals working at the Winn-Dixie in Tupelo.
Yes, I saw somebody tweeted out. I put it on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Yeah, because if you send all the dreamers away, your steel mill jobs, they're going to reappear, right?
Right, yeah.
That's the logic he's saying.
My gosh, maybe we should have a lesson on rape.
Glenn Beck, you know.
You see, Glenn's not doing well. The series of layoffs over at The Blaze.
Oh, shit.
Glenn's not the prettiest girl at the prom anymore.
Hey, Glenn, get interesting. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You gotta start taking some supplements like InfoWars.
You're no Hannity.
Then he Trump tweeted, so last night then, apparently,
yes.
You know, we had talked about, go to yesterday's show, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. If you go to iTunes or Stitcher, kindly leave us a good review, a bunch of stars, a bunch of thumbs. We love thumbs.
Thumbs us up, baby.
And that helps us out. But, the, Trump, we reported yesterday that reports were that there people in the administration, aside from like a Jeff Bosesh or that reptile, Stephen Miller.
Oh, right.
Again, apologies to Reptile. I got to stop calling him that.
He really does have a fucked up looking head, though.
But aside from those guys who have been dick drizzling over the fact that that they are going to be able to get rid of these fucking illegals.
They're getting their dick drizzle on, baby.
But everybody else in the administration thought he was going to come to his senses on DACA. Like, you just, there's no good will come out of this. Nothing good will happen to any of us. Anybody in the administration, nothing good will come of this. And he still was feckin'.
You know what's funny about Schittler? To me, his presidency is about people having these weird, fucked up expectations of maybe him acting presidential, doing the right thing, not being a nutball. Those expectations are never, ever met. But still, people expect him to not be crazy. When do we get on board that this guy is nuts? He's loony. He's nuts.
I'm animated. I'm alive.
Let's keep giving him the benefit of the fucking doubt. God.
So apparently, maybe a tiny little light went off.
In his brain?
In his brain. Yesterday, because, or maybe talk to Ivanka.
That's the funniest thing yet. That's never worked. That's never worked once.
And he tweeted, Congress now has 6 months to legalize DACA, something the Obama administration was unable to do. If they can't, I will revisit this issue, exclamation.
Oh, yeah?
So all that did was piss off the Breitbartians, which if the whole goal in the first place was to sprinkle a little magic jizz on them from the balcony.
All jizz is magic.
Well, Trumpian. every sperm is sacred. Of course not. I can wear one. I can wear a little rubber thing on the end of my John Thomas anytime I want. We're Protestants.
Monty Python moment.
All he did. Why would you do that? Why would you pull the rug out from under the tiny percentage of people that you made happy with your heinous decision on DACA? Then a few hours later be like, well, I might go back and look at it if Congress doesn't do shit then.
Shit, I don't know.
And a lot of the horrible, the Freedom Caucusers and the real knuckle draggers.
Suck my dick.
Are pissed at him for not just ending it.
Right.
End it. Kick him out.
Well, it kind of is odd, though, right, that he didn't just end it. I mean, because I was reading some article. It's like Trump took DACA, almost stabbed it to death. And then dropped it on the, you know, Congress's doorstep and said, now you kill it. I nearly killed it. Finish killing it for me. Right. You know?
Right.
Why?
He then tweeted, we'll be going to North Dakota today.
God.
To discuss tax reform and tax cuts. We are the highest taxed nation in the world. That will change. And then
it's a lie.
All the fact checkers, we're just like, well, it's just not true. We're just not the highest taxed nation in the world. And then they say, well, what corporate tax? Nobody pays that corporate tax.
You know, man, it's like he lies and he lies so fucking much that the lies don't matter. It barely matters that he exaggerates. And people believe him. And now, based on this lie, he's going to try to make legislation. People are going to believe him? It's so fucking stupid.
He tweeted 11 hours ago, watching Hurricane closely. My team, which has done and is doing such a good job in Texas, is already in Florida. No rest for the weary.
Oh, my God. Oh, right. No golf for the weary.
Can you say anything right?
No. No! Fuck no.
Look at how great we are. But we're also great. We're no rest for the weary. We're exhausting our perfectly manicured little hands to the bone.
You know, it's like, You ever work with somebody at a job where everything they do, they got to take a fucking victory lap? Everything?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They got to have...
There's always one of those.
This Trump is a fucking succubus, man. He needs attention.
Then he tweeted, Hurricane looks the largest ever.
Ooh.
Recorded in the Atlantic.
Did you... I mean, is
great ratings.
Is he to credit for that? Did he help that along? I mean, we got a... You know, Keith Olbermann said, what's his show on GQ, the website? His show, The Resistance.
The Resistance?
Yes. And he brings up a point often that why is no one talking about his mental capacity, his mental illness? Something is wrong with him. He is fucked up.
Keith Olbermann has a new book out called Trump is Fucking Crazy. This is not a joke.
That's the name of the book?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Trump is Fucking Crazy is the name of the book.
I mean, and here we are just waiting for the GOP to fucking take their fucking ass.
You say that today's brand new Keith Olbermann video is titled Why We Must Talk About Trump's Mental Health.
Shit.
That's today.
Right. Because I imagine people on the left are Democrats, you know, our leadership, they probably didn't want to talk about it. Right. Because like. What's the agenda? How do you bring that to the people? How do you present the idea that our president could be nuts? You know?
Right.
I don't know.
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. The future ex-president of the United States of America is unstable. That is not my opinion. That is not the media's opinion. That is America's opinion. In a new poll... A poll not by fake news, but by Fox News. Question 24, Fox News, Anderson Robbins, Shaw poll, registered voters, August 27 to 29. How well do you think each of the following words or phrases describe Donald Trump? And there it is, coming up with the third highest overall score behind says what he thinks and bully, quote, unstable.
Terrifying.
Unstable.
Terrifying.
Shit.
So yeah, go listen to Keith Olbermann. This is yesterday's. He lost his mom on DACA.
Right.
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. The President of the United States is, in a way not truly seen since Woodrow Wilson a century ago, an active, belligerent, virulent white nationalist dedicated to rolling back the rights of and ruining the lives of Americans of color. And as this DACA non-decision pawned off on the evil Keebler elf of Southern apologists shows.
The Keebler elf of Southern apologists.
See, like, listen to
this. Jeff Bosset.
Yes.
The evil Keebler elf of Southern apologists.
I mean, do you think Trump is a white nationalist? Not that it matters.
I think he's a racist. Do I think he's actively seeking or he's Bannon or like the real white nationalists, they think there should really be separate, like we should herd all the Negroes, maybe give them Alabama, but we should live separately.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's that. He might think, well, I don't know, maybe that's a good idea. But I just think he's so malleable, like, unless it's about him.
Right.
That he doesn't give fuck all. Like today, Pelosi and Schumer just smiled prettier.
Yeah.
And said, more people will love you if you work with us today. Oof. And he was like, oh, fuck you, Mitch. And you too, Pa Ryan.
Yeah.
Go work out or something.
God, it's fascinating because well, then what is DACA? You know, what is him rescinding DACA and what is the Muslim ban then? I mean, you know, that's
listening to Bannon. Who says you got to stick with your base.
Right.
You have to keep the base happy at all costs.
No matter
and now
what.
Today, maybe it'll be a pattern. He's pretty much stuck with that. But maybe now with this reaching across the aisle.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe Breitbart will go full anti-Trump.
Right.
Because he's cucking out on them.
Well, I mean, if Pelosi and the Dems working with him shortens his time in office, I'm all for it. But if it gives him legitimacy and makes his presidency more functional, then that is going to be at the cost of gay people and black people and people, you know what I mean?
Use him.
Muslims.
Use him. Use him and throw him away like a condom.
Yeah.
And once you get some useful compromise out of him, maybe get some a little bit of shit done, then impeach him. Because the Republicans will be losing their minds and
right.
lining well. Up ready to... They're, I'm sure Mitch the Bitch called Paul Ryan after this meeting and was like, that's it, fuck him. We're impeach God. Him. Impeach him. Fuck it. Impeach him.
Right. God, it's just... I don't know, man. It's just like working with a white nationalist or something, you know? I guess it doesn't matter. Shit. It's crazy.
Pence gets in. You're working with a homophobe and a white nationalist.
Yeah.
And arguably, possibly more terrifying because he really is an ideologue.
Yeah, that's
He really
true.
Does believe the shit that he's yeah. spewing.
Yeah. God.
How Trump apparently spreads for whoever... has the lube.
Oh, you fucking idiot libs that couldn't go out and vote for Hillary, you fucking idiots. You fucking morons. We didn't have to have this. This
apologist.
This didn't have to fucking happen.
Yeah.
Our fucking idiot progressive friends couldn't go out and vote because of Hillary fucking derangement syndrome. We could have had Hillary, you know, and I know she's not everybody's wet dream, but my God, she was a Secretary of State and a legislator. She knew what she was fucking doing.
There wouldn't be 800,000 DACA recipients yeah. sweating balls for the next months.
As gay people and people of color, who they would rather have president, Trump or fucking Hillary? It's ridiculous.
Non-decision pawned off on the evil Keebler elf of Southern apologists shows. He is also a coward, demanding that others, in this case Congress, do the worst of his dirty work for him. Who could have believed that a creature whose campaign began 2 years ago with a vile, psychotic assault on Mexicans and Americans of Mexican descent actually meant it? Well, millions of us did. Millions of us saw right through him and prophesied this moment when the screws would be tightened alike on the technically guilty and the ultimately innocent.
We...
Yeah.
And more of us voted for her.
Right. She won the fucking popular fucking him. Vote, man. Ugh.
Among those who did not see, or who pretended not to see, the politicians, voters, analysts, reporters who as late as the weekend passed were still bleating about Trump's latest last chance to be presidential.
That's exactly what you were just saying, yeah.
It is
bleating. What a great, bleating. What a great
furious.
Word.
Yeah, it is furious. Listen, it is the ultimate white fucking privilege. All the chances and the benefit of the doubt this fucking racist gets. It's insane. Oh, he acted presidential at the fucking hurricane.
Yeah, so his what? Approval level went up.
That's a little nuts.
Bit. His approval bumped up a little bit.
Why?
Because the Trumpans are the not even Trumpansies, the people that voted for him and liked him that weren't sure or that just voted because they hate Hillary. How many of that focus group of Trump voters that they keep revisiting said, well, I didn't vote because I love Trump. I just voted because I hate her. I voted for Trump.
Shit.
It was a vote against Hillary.
So fucking stupid.
It was a fuck you to the Democrats for screwing working people.
That
is what a lot of those people said.
It's fucking nuts. I mean, really? God, you white fucking liberals. Look outside your fucking skin color and think about somebody else when you're fucking voting, you fucking dickheads. Ugh.
More Keith Olbermann.
And most importantly and disgustingly, the mainstream Republicans who rode Trump's evil coattails to victory and then figured the stain of his hatred would somehow wash off. The rest of these shameless opportunists who will be damned in history for what they were, enablers of the worst American president of all time and the worst elected leader in the history of all the Western democracies who set out to rapidly and thoroughly destroy the nation which had foolishly empowered him.
He's the worst.
Worst
he's
ever.
The worst.
Of all Western democracies.
But still.
Ever.
Still, but don't you think? Don't you think?
Duterte.
Bush. Is he's worse, group. Than, he's well, worse than Bush Jr. I mean, you know, that was pretty rough, that whole yeah. war thing, dude. I mean.
Yes. Nixon.
Light us into a war. I still think the Iraqis.
20,000 more American.
Oh, God, I forgot. About,
troops only.
Somebody hit me. I forgot about the Vietnam War. How offensive. You know, God. Yeah, maybe Nixon's worse, right?
I mean, there's, you know, Six of one. Which testicle do you want?
Yeah.
Stilettoed.
A little bit of both, please. Even them out.
We know somebody who's into that.
Do we really?
There's a comedian in Los Angeles.
Oh, God. Who's, geez.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he might as well be into it, you know.
And now it is up to those voters and those Republicans to atone for their sins that will damn them to hell, political or otherwise. Nah. They must defend 800,000 Americans who came here, or in most cases were brought here as children, nearly half of them before their sixth birth.
Well, you know, he's got a point, but there's a number of them that don't have to defend that because that's what they've been running on.
No, oh, yeah.
Steve King.
Yeah. Yeah. This is paradise, right?
Bro, yeah.
He's got a president that's getting rid of DACA.
Steve King is orgasmic yesterday.
Yeah.
For the past couple of days, thinking about all these brown people getting launched out of the country.
And yeah, he loves it.
How we're making America white again.
It's like, you know what? It's like it's a movie. It's a fucking movie. It's like we're in this horrible, shitty movie called the Trump Show, and he turned up the pressure. He set the clock with DACA, right? 6 months.
Yeah.
He set the clock. He set the clock on brown people.
Right.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Maybe he'll get the Democrats to work, you know, with the moderate, quote unquote, Republicans. Maybe they'll finally say fuck you to these extremists in their in their caucus. But then we got to deal with these Trumpanzees, these lunatics that have been the tiki torch wavers that have been emboldened.
I mean, I
got to whack those moles back.
Well, yeah, and then we have to, how does our country win back, or if we ever had it, how do we bring, I don't know, how do we get people of color to trust this country? I mean, really, I mean, what do we do?
When
I mean,
could they?
Well, not now.
Right. I mean, we need to, that's our goal. That's our ultimate goal. We can keep electing Democrats.
I mean, really, I got to get this guy out of office. It's got to be like a public. Trump is someone that has to be made an example of for the good of the fucking country. We have to see him impeached. We have to see him brought
jail.
To justice. He jail. Has to go to jail.
Yeah.
Motherfucker has to die in jail.
I don't know if he has to die, but he has to go. There's a report out that Ivanka.
Yes.
During this meeting today. When congressional leaders were sitting down with Trump and the deal was going on.
Yes.
That Ivanka traipsed in and interrupted.
Traipsed. I love that. Traipsed. What is that? Is
I
that
mean,
like...
she's immensely qualified
oh, yes.
to be on par with
right.
world leaders.
Where's she
going
to make
me
her?
For saying traipsed.
Oh, yeah. I love traipsed. I liked it. I thought it was good. I mean, I think Trump probably traipses.
It's from Newsweek. Ivanka
traipses.
Trump interrupted a crucial meeting between President Donald Trump and congressional leaders Wednesday, to the annoyance of the Republicans present.
Oh, God. Jeez.
In the midst of the talks over raising the debt ceiling involving leading Republicans and Democrats, along with Trump in the Oval Office, the president's daughter stepped in and derailed the negotiations, according to a Democratic aide.
Oh, look. Good for her, I guess.
Quote, towards the end of the meeting, Ivanka Trump entered the Oval Office to, quote, say hello. I'm just here to say hi. And the meeting careened off topic. Look how great she looks. How Ivanka, come on in. I was just sitting with Nancy and Chuck. Oh, and these two guys, too.
Join in.
My new friends, Nancy and Chuck, because they're saying how much they love me.
Look at the tits on my daughter.
I made those.
Did he really? Did he
I
make
paid
those?
For those.
Did he put his name on her tits like he does all his fucking buildings?
I had Trump monogrammed
Trump
into the seam of her breast implant. You know they have ID numbers.
What? Titty implants?
Yeah.
To what? If they get stolen or something? For what?
Like a low jack. Yeah.
That titty's on the move.
No, they do. We got numbers. They have numbers.
For what, like...
Sir, I don't know. So
if you're probably, like...
If you're unconscious and your tit explodes or something, or I don't know.
Oh, I know why you have those numbers. You go in a database. You're like, oh, this tit gets 10 cc's of saline. This one gets 80 pounds of silicone.
Yeah, she apparently bopped in to say hi.
Bopped.
Republican leaders were visibly annoyed by Ivanka's presence.
How can you tell? How can you tell when Mitch the bitch is annoyed? Was his face get more blubbery?
Your birds start falling out of the trees outside.
No, that's when he gets happy.
Right.
The bird died. He walks down the street and there's like crows and birds just falling to their deaths. He's just such a shithead.
Talks ended with Trump siding with Democrats who called for merely a 3-month debt limit increase tied to Hurricane Harvey relief.
Right.
Rather than a much longer haul that the Republicans had called for. Only hours before the meeting, Paul Ryan slammed the request of the leading Democrats. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. He had they called for a short-term increase, and Paul Ryan said, well, that we don't want to do that. Quote, I think this is Paul Ryan, Eddie Munster, between workouts.
Right.
With his baseball cap on backwards.
Was he not? Isn't he at the elliptical this time of day or the Nordic track?
He's doing his Kegels.
All right.
Sitting there.
His wife's like,
why are you raising up and down while we're speaking to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Doing the Kegels.
Hey, Paul, it's too easy to peg you. Do a few Kegels, tighten that shit up.
I'm clamping my coccyx short.
Can you do that?
I think, no, I don't.
My coccyx wiggles independently. Fuck you.
Paul Ryan said, I think that's ridiculous and disgraceful that they want to play politics with the debt ceiling at this moment. Listen to the pearl clutching and sanctimony. God.
Shove it up your ass.
It's ridiculous and disgraceful that they want to play politics with the debt ceiling at this moment when we have fellow citizens in need to respond to these hurricanes so that we do not strand them.
Well, wait. There's people in need. First, number one, I'm going to take away your health care. Then I'm going to come rescue you from this fucking storm and you can bleed out. What the fuck?
Later on Air Force One, Trump said, we had a very good meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
See, I don't like that.
We agreed to a 3-month extension on debt ceiling, which they consider to be sacred. Very important. Always will agree on debt ceiling automatically because of the importance of it.
God. Well,
at least he recognizes that. Tea Party or Freedom Caucus loons that are like, fuck the debt ceiling. Just blow past it. It won't matter. We don't care if our credit rating gets dropped. Who cares? Fuck the world. We got the nukes.
What's going to happen when all these superstorms roll up in the Gulf and we all just start floating into the fucking ocean? What about that, dickheads? Fuck the debt ceiling. Fuck it all. Fuck the environment.
One Republican Senator, Ben Sasse, said the Pelosi Schumer Trump deal is bad.
Oh my God. I don't like the I don't want to hear Dems say the word deal with Trump. It's just you're dealing with a Klansman.
Continuing from Newsweek, it's not clear what role, if any, the president's daughter played in the substance of the meeting.
Ooh.
One administration source told NBC News that Ivanka had been invited to the meeting by the president to talk about child care tax credits.
Bullshit.
Hallie Jackson over at NBC, MSNBC, tweeted, one admin source says POTUS asked for Ivanka to come into the meeting to briefly discuss child care tax credit. Called talk quick and productive.
Who the fuck is she that knows about this? Who the fuck is she that knows about any of the shit she's talking about? Because
she's a brilliant businesswoman, Ryan, who's completely self-made, started from nothing, just millions of dollars that I gave her advertising for her Chinese products.
Here's my understanding of Ivanka, okay? Here's who she is to me. She sells a bunch of shit in China. She makes a bunch of bullshit in China. She sells it over here for a tremendous markup. She got a bunch of fucking shoes she sells that I think she makes in China. And then when she's not doing that, she's selling licensing for a fucking name or some bullshit like that. And then she runs. She traipses about in the White House doing bullshit. What else?
Traipses.
She traipses. I'm on traipses. What is it? What else does she do, though? She's an actor. I know she was in Gossip Girl. She was in an episode of that show, right? That was good.
Yeah. She's very qualified, Ryan.
I just don't know.
I mean, that's the problem with this whole...
And I'm not making it about the fact that she... I'm not being sexist. I'm just...
Well, it's the whole equating wealth with royalty.
I mean,
it's people really believe that Ivanka, that Don Jr. and Barracuda Teeth are...
That's Eric.
That those children are brilliant.
Yes.
And great business people. And so much better than most of the unwashed brown masses.
Eric can't help that he's got the face of a fucking strung out honey badger.
Ryan's bad influence on me. For looks shaming.
It's pandering, though. It's pandering. Every time he talks about women's issues, he's got to bring out Ivanka. I mean, really? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, it's interesting because today, trending earlier on the Twitter...
Trending on Twitter.
...is an opinion piece called The Ivanka Trump Guarantee.
Boo!
Written, this is at the New York Times.
Yes.
The failing New York Times.
Fuck you.
By Lindy West.
Yes.
Ivanka Trump, first daughter, strode into Washington back in January...
Strode!
...with big promises. She was passionate about helping working women, she said, and she was going to close the gender wage gap, even if it killed her.
Okay, well, okay.
Well, not if it killed her, not yes. literally, but even if it mildly inconvenienced her. She was in on it 110% for the women. Well, not if it mildly inconvenienced her. She's very busy, but definitely if there was a wage transparency policy already in place, she would not openly and glowingly support overturning it. Well, unless her dad wanted to overturn it, because doing so satisfied two of his top 10 vindictive fixations.
God.
Constraining women's independence and destroying the legacy of America's first black president.
Yeah, and the other thing he's into is that Ivanka, you know.
She goes on here, where does she say? She says Ivanka Trump is a logo. Like...
Crazy?
She's a logo of a human. No, logo.
Logo.
Of a human being.
Oh.
She's a logo.
She's nothing.
Ivanka Trump is never going to come through. Coming through isn't her function. She is more a logo than a person. A scarecrow stuffed with branding. An heiress turned model turned multimillionaire's wife. Play acting as an authority on the challenges facing working women.
Bam.
So that she can sell more pastel sheath dresses.
Fuck yeah! It's her fucking brand!
It's like Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm a woman of the people. Buy these $99 rocks and shove them up your steamed pussy.
I mean, she is... Ivanka's part of the whole Trump package, right? Part of the hope. Like okay, right. Trump's going to act presidential. He's going to evolve. Don't worry. Ivanka will push him in the right direction.
Right. I'm going to MAGA, and you're going to have a hot, big-titty daughter like this, who's brilliant and runs multi-million-dollar businesses, even though she's only immensely qualified.
Knowing what we know about Trump and how he feels about women, why in the fuck would we ever fucking believe that he puts any value in Ivanka other than just looking at her? Do you know what I mean? Other than just a thing to him.
She's great.
Well, he sees women as, you know,
she's brilliant.
Objects.
Right.
Why would she be any different? Why did we place our hope in her? Because of that bullshit, fucking shallow bullshit, ridiculous fucking lip service she did at the RNC in Cleveland. That shit speech, please. Insulting.
Even if Ms. Trump does sincerely, I'm reading again from the Ivanka Trump Guarantee at the New York Times today. Even if Ms. Trump does sincerely care about the issues she purports to, the fact remains that her father is a stubborn, intractable toddler. No one has power over him. He doesn't want to be moderated even by his daughter.
Fuck no. Well, fuck no.
Recently in a blistering roast by Sarah Ellison in Vanity Fair, Trump and her husband, Jared Kushner,
yes,
were cast as ineffectual dilettantes and beltway laughingstocks, yeah, treating the nation like a vanity project, an ad campaign, a toy.
Why would Jared, you know, that is so, you think of Jared Kushner. To me, Jared Kushner, and correct me if I'm wrong, at Vile Experience, is a douchebag who wears sleeveless fleeces, and then when he's not doing that, he owns a building.
Well, and allegedly,
not worth shit.
Almost as much of a fraud as Trump.
Yeah. He's just...
I read an article that he's definitely a slumlord. That he's got housing where he doesn't fix it.
He was on that fucking Gossip Girl with Ivanka. They played themselves on the fucking show. What the fuck?
Where could they get on that? I mean, scale. They're not going to give the Trumps over scale.
It was
or
the
anything?
Money. They did it for the money. That was the point of the
bucks
fucking
for
article.
For a guest spot?
They might have paid more to have Ivanka. This was 2010, though. It's 2010, you know?
If her main, Ms. Ellison wrote, this is from the Vanity Fair piece. If Ivanka's main value in Washington is her access to her father, yes, and she is unable to sway him, then she is simply a 35-year-old former real estate and retail executive in over her head. Why do we pay her any attention at all?
And do we pay her?
I don't think they're taking a salary. I think Jared and Ivanka both said they're not taking salary.
Does she live there?
Not in Washington, yeah, but not in she's neighbors with the Obamas. Like, they're in the same hood as the Obamas
yeah,
in Washington.
I remember that. Where they live in a townhouse next to each other? Are they in a duplex?
With an adjoining door between them.
They're in the trailer park together.
You smell like Obama.
Perfect.
Were you hanging out with Michelle again?
You smell progressive.
The end of this piece by Lindy West says, stop wondering which of these people will save us and when.
Yeah.
There is not going to be a surprise silver lining in the Trump presidency. Not from Ivanka Trump, not from Jared Kushner, not from Rex Tillerson, not from John Kelly. This is it. The Trump doctrine is to say whatever makes you feel good and do whatever makes you the most money. And Ms. Trump isn't anomalous. She's emblematic. Don't waste your time parsing what they say. Spend it fighting what they do.
God, that is such a great point. Holy shit. Why didn't you put that article? When was that article?
Today.
Damn. Go back in time and publish that on November 10th.
7th.
Oh, what was the election?
The 8th. Was it?
Listen, go back in time.
Really twist the knife by publishing this 2 days after the election when we were still drunk and drowning our sorrows.
You know what I mean, Vanity Fair person. Damn. That's so true. God damn it.
So there you go. A great piece over at the New York Times about what you say all the time. Don't give Ivanka a pass and don't think that she's some force of good in the White House. She's at best worthless.
These people
at best
they need to fucking go. Our country's at risk. We still don't know what Russia's doing up in our White House. We don't fucking know, right? We don't know.
Right?
There could be somebody there, you know, shooting Putin fucking messages. I don't fucking who knows.
So there you go.
Wait a second. The way you describe Trump shoving that bucket inside the pickup truck that fucking,
you mean when he was working his fingers to the bone to help people down at Hurricane Harvey?
I haven't even seen that. It's just the idea of that is so fucking funny. Why? There's an empty pickup truck, right? He could have put the shit in.
Yeah, right. And he instead decides to hand the bucket through the window to
the
driver.
Doesn't he work in construction? Doesn't he know? Hey, dickhead! A pickup truck! You put shit in the back of the bed. That's why the bed is there. You don't give it to the guy driving the fucking truck.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck me, man.
Speaking of Houston. There was a story Now, you know about all this, you know, nobody hates the illegals more than the Republicans.
Hey, man.
And no Republican state appears to hate them more than Texas.
Fuck me.
Possibly Arizona.
Eat my dick. Oh, Arizona, dude. Please. I don't know.
But according to a Washington Post report,
yes,
over 200,000 homes were damaged by Hurricane Harvey. 13,500 roughly completely destroyed.
Oh, God.
Good God.
That sucks. God, I can't imagine. Your home's gone.
But according to this report at the Post, the need to rebuild quickly might come down to labor provided by undocumented immigrants. Samuel Enriquez, a 36-year-old, said, if they deport all of us, who will rebuild? We do more for less.
God damn. Hey, by the way, get out. What's wrong with us? What is wrong with us?
This isn't, but, so these construction companies and these contractors,
yes,
are basically hoping that this current administration, which a lot of them probably voted for, is now going to be, to quote, the headline says, construction firms hoping Trump will give them a wink and a nod.
Which means...
So they can hire immigrants to rebuild Houston. Well, we'll make an exception now, or we're going to come after them. Don't worry, wink, 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 wink.
Jeez. You guys are so fucking stupid.
So they successfully demonize immigrants.
Right. Fascism.
To get their drooling base all frothed up. And to mislead even the gullible that aren't evil among them to believe that, I mean, if you do nothing but watch Fox News all day, you think there's this rampant horde of immigrants, mainly Hispanic, who are taking your jobs and raping your daughters.
Right. But
and fucking your dogs.
Oh, sure. Okay, listen, God damn it. You leave Kate alone out there. I mean, but like, where's the outrage at the Republicans for, you know, rolling back all these regulations? And what's going on with all the fucking pollution floating around in the floodwaters of Houston? What's up with that shit? Where's the outrage for that? I just don't understand. Where's the rage? That whole thing, what, that plant got flooded and a bunch of, you know, pollutants just floating around in the fucking water. We don't know what the fuck they are. This is how X-Men are made. You know that? You're floating around in Houston and all of a sudden you got laser vision.
I think you get butt cancer.
Oh, really?
In real life. God. I don't think you get cool shit like that. You get testicular cancer. And
let me ask you something. Do you think there were lunatics that went to Fukushima to try to create like an X person event to try to get superpowers? I want to irradiate myself. I want to be Spider-Man.
I mean, if they did, Darwin.
Right. True.
But I don't think
nobody's going to Houston to say, hey, maybe I can
bathe in some toxic waters. And
I don't know. These people are stupid. These Republicans.
We also have. We did that yesterday. Steve King saying, hey, when they go home, when we deport them, they can teach the people in their home countries, the unwashed, uncivil subhumans. I'm not quoting, but I'm interpreting
what he
said.
But that's what he meant.
Teach them how, quote, but he did say, quote, how a civilized people interact with each other, unquote. That... Civilized people.
White. I mean, we're gonna spread the white ways across the whole fucking globe, and everything's gonna be, you know, unicorns and roses. Fuck everybody. Sure. We don't have any good ideas. It's like I feel like this country doesn't have any good ideas. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Last night, Maddo had a segment all about kind of, you know, just shitty racism in the United States and eugenics and shit like that. And she kind of put a through line. It says together, between DACA repeal and the Eugenicist 1924 immigration law.
Oh, yeah.
But the funny thing is, they showed a picture of a document that these eugenicists had put together about what part of the world you were from and how it correlated with how a list of all these like crimes that you were you're probably a rapist. You're probably a pedophile. You know, I mean, all this shit,
right.
You're probably a horrible person, much more inclined to be this way than other people. So they were basically trying to say, we want the northern pristine white Europeans to only become immigrants into this country, and we're going to keep the brown ones out. Well, I believe in the kind of criminality section, like how prone are you to be a criminal and have all these negative traits from the two countries? I'm pretty sure, I don't have it open in front of me, but I looked at it last night. The second to the most,
yes,
likely to be a criminal.
Okay.
Irish. Ireland.
Right.
Irish weren't considered white. Eastern Europeans weren't considered. I mean, they kind of were, but not. So, they didn't want them.
When were you guys led into the white club?
Get this. The number one.
Yes.
In 1924. Serbians.
Serbians were the number one most likely to commit crime.
To have genetic things. Like the people from Serbia were supposed to be the biggest dullards and the biggest. Now, this is among white people. This didn't count the blacks. I'm sure the blacks were.
But the Serbs, nobody liked the fucking
Serbs.
The Serbs
and the Irish.
What? See, it's what so am arbitrary. I? You're Serbian and you're Irish.
There you go.
Okay, keep an eye on this guy.
I'm the lowest of the low.
That's insane. But that's impossible. Because I know at times in your life, you were trusted to be the dungeon master. And that, the right, you're the dungeon master at times.
Yes.
You can't be stupid to be that. You're in charge of the whole game.
Well, or a criminal.
Right. That's so shitty. So Rachel Maddow drew comparisons to what is happening now. There's some fucking law or whatever written in the 20s?
History runs from an explicitly racist overhaul of the immigration system in 1924. She drew a parallel straight to yesterday's decision by the Trump administration to end DACA.
To the 20s. Just think about that. What year is it?
And he mentioned that.
Yes.
Sessions, Jeff Bosesh, mentioned that immigration law in the 20s. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who was charged with announcing the DACA cancellation yesterday, has praised the 1924 law, which explicitly intended to limit non-white immigration as, quote, good for America.
What?
What they did in 1924. Steve King,
God damn,
the other day was saying, he mentioned it when he said, hey, look, they paused immigration back in 1924 and it ended up being a good thing. And all those people assimilated.
You know, honestly, now he was doing the fingers. The fingers. Fuck 1924. Do you know when penicillin was invented, discovered, whatever?
Yeah, around that time.
28.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about anybody's politics. I don't want my politics influenced by anything that happened in 1924. Because fuck that. We're evolved. We have iPhones and computers and we're smart. And supposedly we're not as racist as we were back then.
Yeah.
How the fuck did we elect somebody who's... The fucking AG is talking about shit that went in 1924 wistfully.
Oh, yeah.
That's nuts.
Maddow said, quote, it's somewhere between embarrassing and painful.
It's insane.
To think about the fact that this is less than 100 years ago that the United States made an explicitly eugenicist overhaul of its immigration policy to make America more white.
Yes.
To protect the white race from these genetically inferior hordes, like the Irish and the Serbs. Think about it. White.
Yeah.
Who were somehow going to threaten the genetic superiority and purity of white Americans. Where have we heard that before?
The campaign, his presidency, all
tiki torches.
All day. all fucking day with this Trump. Is that what these racists really think, though? Like, you know, is that why they want to get rid of DACA? Are there people in the mountains of Tennessee up there going, we got to get rid of these Mexicans so we can get the pure white babies popping out again because they're fucking up our genes or some, come on.
Yeah, they hear that stat that in, you know, what, 30 years, it's the whites will no longer be the majority, and they're losing their minds.
That's great, though. That's a great thing.
I got no problem with it. I give a fuck all about the color of my skin.
I don't care.
And I fuck all about heritage.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, should I be wearing traditional Serbian garb and Irish pants?
What would that look like?
What the fuck?
Serbian on top and Irish below the waist, baby.
And you can still preserve parts of your culture,
right?
And
sure,
assimilate into another culture.
Well, I'm German.
It's not mutually exclusive.
Why can't I walk around with all those little pointy army hats? You know, they wore in the Prussian army. Those are creepy when I see, you know, I've seen people
on motorcycles wearing that shit.
What's the purpose in that? So if you fly out the front, you'll stab somebody in the face with your little pointy thing?
You can use it to roast marshmallows.
Right. You know those things, if you ever look at those old helmets, they were, there's like a little vent at the top of them, and you took the tip off, and it let your head breathe. I saw that in some fucking museum, or maybe PBS.
A little propeller up there to blow the wind more.
Kate told me about it.
So that's what's going on there. I've got a story here. Thanks for joining us, by the way. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast.
Can you imagine Jeff Bo says, she's like, well, back in 1924...
I like what they did in 1924. That's back when they cared about keeping America white again.
Can you imagine in this country in the year 2017, we got an attorney general, a white guy, wistfully talking about the 20s. That's insane. Fuck that.
For some reason, Ivanka's trending because of the little pop-in she did. Hi, I'm just saying hi. And Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan losing their shit.
I love all the descriptors of how she might have entered. I think that's fascinating. You said traipse, and then the article said strode. Then you said bopped at one point.
I may have.
Bopped. She bopped in. It's funny to me.
Oh, cool. Jose and Katia have both been upgraded to hurricanes.
Oh, that fucking tropical depression.
So Irma, which is a 5, is currently bitch slapping the Caribbean. Jose is off to Irma's east, heading in that same direction.
Yes.
Has now been upgraded to a 1.
Perfect. Okay.
And Katia has been upgraded from a tropical storm to a category 1 hurricane. And she's down in the Yucatan Peninsula in the Gulf.
Everything's coming up roses. Wait, Yucatan Peninsula is on the other side of Mexico, correct? Or it's not?
Not the Yucatan Peninsula. The Panama Canal.
There you go.
I don't know what the hell I was talking about.
There's a hurricane in the Panama Canal?
Well, I mean, it's north of there.
Oh, okay. Shit.
And heading, who knows?
Why can't we put, instead of a wall between Mexico and us, why can't we put a wall between the Gulf of Mexico and us? Then way these fucking storms don't come into the Gulf. You know, like how they do in Australia with the shark nets?
Put up a big fan.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened in that movie I was talking about yesterday. They tried to control the global warming with these big, huge machines to cool the air.
The one with Lawrence Fishburne?
But they cooled it a little too much and started their own fucking ice age. And they were fucked.
So far, only one model of Katia has it heading in our direction.
Okay, good. It'd
be interesting if both Katia and... is that even possible? Could Katia
and
Irma hit us both at the same time from two threesome. Different directions?
It's threesome. Well, yeah. What happens if...
How long is hurricane season?
I don't know. Too fucking long. Well, longer. It's isn't it longer every fucking year because it's global fucking warming? Yeah, don't worry about those fluorocarbons. What are they called? Chlorofluorocarbons?
Yeah.
Fuck it. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with the environment.
Over at Right Wing Watch.
Nine!
There's a lunatic. I don't know that we've heard from this one before. She's a right-winger conspiracy theorist.
Fuck you.
So she's up there.
Is she a bitter clinger?
Seth Rich conspiracy is her most recent one.
God. Give it a rest.
Hillary Clinton done killed him. She's a big Pizzagate.
Great.
Lunatic.
More Hillary derangement syndrome. That's great for our country. Good.
Well, here she is on her, I don't know if this is her YouTube show or it's a YouTube show.
Boo.
TheCrossTV.com. So this is some Jesus-y shit.
Oh, God. Garbage.
It's the Mary Crowley on the Now is the Time show.
Okay.
On the Cross TV.
Are these one of these people that predict the end of the world over and over and over again?
I don't know if they're quite into selling all the merch that Jim Baker is, but
no, yes,
you know they're having enough people send them money,
right? They're not quite as whorish as Jim Baker.
So here is Liz Crokin is her name, and this is this columnist, and she's talking to Mary Crowley.
Yes,
and Now is the Time show. Listen to what she says about critics of Trump.
I will encourage people to look very closely at the people that are screaming the loudest, complaining about President Trump, trash.
This is us. So yes. She's talking about us. We're screaming
sorry,
pretty loud.
Mary. I'm so sorry.
Loudest, complaining about President Trump, trashing President Trump. Every single one of those people you will find, because I've researched all these scumbags, you will find that all of these people have ties to sex trafficking rings, ties to pedophilia.
All of them. Every Trump critic has ties to sex trafficking rings and pedophilia.
Hey, if you want to support the crabs, hey, help us bring over more containers of young women.
Have ties to sex trafficking rings, ties to pedophilia, ties to pedophiles. Like, for example, Senator Ben Sasse from Nebraska. And there,
who's a Republican, by the way?
Pedophiles.
We know that there was a huge cover-up with the trafficking of young boys to politicians from Omaha, Nebraska.
Is that true? Is there a pipeline of young boys from Omaha?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
He's one of the Republicans that's been screaming the loudest against President Trump. Well, he used to work for Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert. Okay. And there are people who claim that his job working for Dennis Hastert was to help lure young underage boys for Dennis Hastert, who went to jail for raping boys. Okay?
I can't take this. It's so funny. He went to jail for raping boys.
I heard that he once was in the same building with Joe Paterno, who
rape boys.
Knew all about Sandusky sticking his penis in boys' poo holes.
He's got ties to pedophilia.
Which, Albert Pujols.
Oh, yeah.
What's with his name?
Yeah, what's with that? He's a tie.
You know, he's got ties to pedophiles.
I'm researching these pedophilia scumbags. Who the fuck is this? Who is this?
Liz Crokin, columnist, commentator. And conspiracy theorist.
You know, it's like, just when you think you've heard one idiot, you've heard the biggest idiot, you meet another one. America.
Yeah.
Pedophilia! Let's talk about our ties to pedophilia, you know? I mean, we're big scumbags.
Liz Crokin before said the shooting of Steve Scalise, you know, at the baseball practice.
Oh, yeah,
softball
the little
practice,
NRA sucker.
Was a hit orchestrated by the Pizzagate sex trafficking ring.
Oh, that was intertwined?
Apparently. Apparently they're not only sex traffickers, but they're assassins also.
But
holy shit.
I mean, you know, but she's not making the point that the progressives and libs are all pedophiliates, pedophiliasts. Because she mentions,
well,
Denny
his
Hastert.
Most vocal critics, she says.
Oh, I see.
Have ties, and because she's researched them, right?
Oh, yes.
She's looked into it. They all have ties to sex trafficking rings, ties to pedophilia, ties to pedophiles.
What's it like to hang out with Crowley or Croker, whoever the fuck she is? I mean, she spends all day researching these pedophilia people, and she's got like cork boards with stories up, pieces of yarn connecting different timelines. You know what I mean?
Oh, I think you're putting way too much into that.
She didn't have it. She's not like that chick on Homeland with all the bullshit on her wall.
I think not. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think that implies that she's using investigative skills and logic.
Doesn't it sound like, I mean,
and investigations.
Listen, I am all for bringing down pedophiles and, geez, child sex trafficking rings, but she's just way into this.
Yeah?
She is way into it. You know? Pedophilia! God.
Amazing.
That is ridiculous. That's the funniest thing.
Jeez. Oh, you know we got two nuclear plants here in Florida that are likely to shut down if Irma...
What is that a good thing?
Continues on a path.
Did they melt down?
Well, they're going to shut them down.
Did we not learn dick from Fukushima? We're fucked.
A spokesman for Florida Power and Light
said,
based on the current track, we would expect severe weather in Florida starting on Saturday.
Perfect.
Meaning we would potentially shut down before that point.
Dude, my brother's got a show Friday night on Pensacola Beach. I'm making plans to go to that.
That's way down there.
Okay, so he'll still be going. Okay. I'm concerned about that concert.
It's expected to pass near north, just north of Puerto Rico Wednesday.
Yes.
Before heading near the Dominican Republic on Thursday.
Yes.
There's the St. Lucie nuclear power plant on Hutchison Island in Florida, which is a barrier island on the Atlantic, 55 miles north of West Palm Beach. Oh, by the way, I don't remember if we were talking about this on the show yesterday or offline.
Crab diving offline conversation.
So I waited to correct myself until we're on the show in the outside chance that we did fucking talk about it on the show and not offline. Rush Limbaugh and where he lives, he's not in Texas. He's in Palm Beach, Florida.
Is he really?
Yeah. So that fat fuck who yesterday suggested that... All this hurricane, oh my God, prepare for the hurricane, get ready, is some media hoax.
Oh, yeah.
With the global warming people to try to get people to buy shit and be all scared.
It's fake. It's a fake storm.
I'm sure that fat fuck is going to waddle his ass out of South Florida.
Or
if that storm is heading that direction.
Or he's like that Branson guy. He's got a fancy schmancy
he's probably got a
concrete bunker. Little hole. He's probably got a little heroin hole he crawls into.
With a pill drop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's popping pills through this storm, baby. Do you want to be with Rush Limbaugh through a Category 5 storm and we're all out of oxy? I think not. Keep that guy pilled up.
There's also... they have two reactors there generating 2,000 megawatts of electricity for a million homes. There's also a nuclear power station in Biscayne Bay, 24 miles south of Miami.
Ooh, wee wee.
Called Turkey Point Nuclear Plant.
Shut up, gobbler.
They say they have two there. Also, the plants are designed to withstand extreme natural events, including hurricanes and serious floods. Well.
Great. Well,
we shall see.
Right. Somebody ring up Rick Perry and make sure that all those things are accounted for.
Oh, I feel better, don't you?
We're all ready to...
Knowing that Rick Perry's on the job.
Rick Perry stands between us and fucking Fukushima. Great. Wonderful.
Oops.
Oops. It's fucking oops. Is there like... Does he do anything like, what's the most hands-on shit he does with those nuclear fucking power plants? Does he show up? Does he turn them on? Does he walk around with a clipboard? Or does he stay in an office looking pretty?
Oh, B.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Dancing.
Yeah, I don't think he gives a shit about that.
He doesn't care. He didn't even know, right? He got the job. He go, hey, listen, you're going to be in charge of energy. And then he didn't know it included the nuclear weapons, right? He didn't know.
Right.
Nobody told him. God.
No memo.
Not a memo. You're in charge of nuclear weapons. An email?
Well, they haven't hired anybody.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The State Department doesn't run right. There's not anybody in the State Department.
Yes.
There's nobody in charge of FEMA.
Yesterday we talked about how he can't impose his own sanctions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On North Korea. Because there's not enough people in State Department to get all that shit going.
Nobody can take a letter. He walks around. The Tillerson at that State Department has got to be depressing. He comes out of his office. He says, take a letter.
Don't I have an assistant?
Right. Tumbleweed comes through rolls through the State Department and nobody works here. Fuck you.
Over at Fox, I apologize again. Brian Kilmeade, who we've now discovered is not only the dumbest on Fox and Friends.
Wow, Brian, congratulations. That is
also just a goose-stepping, authoritarian, boot-licking fascist. I mean, he's the one who's been using the word un-American awful lot for people like us, people who in Congress who disagree with Trump. I think that's kind of un-American.
Right. Hey, listen, when the revolution hits, you're going to have to explain yourself, Kilmeade. Explain yourself.
Well, today he said that Trump didn't kill DACA.
Okay. Did I imagine it?
I don't know how long this clip is. This is...
I dreamed it, like that final season of Dallas.
This is The Specialists.
Ooh.
Ebony Williams, Brian Kilmeade. I can't see who the third person is.
Who's that dickhead? Oh, Steve Doocy, right.
Yeah, oh, yes. But Ebony Williams is the one who... got death threats on Fox.
Right.
She is of color.
Yes.
Inexplicably a conservative.
Right.
But she finally came out and said, you know, this Trump might be a little racist. After Charlottesville, death threats.
Oh, my God.
Death threats.
That's the least you can say about him. He might be a little racist.
And they want her fired.
Yeah. By the way,
the Fox bots.
Remind me after the show, I disagree with you on something you said, but it's not necessary to address it.
Okay.
I don't think Brian Kilmeade's the dumbest one. I honestly can't believe.
Doocy?
Yes! It's Steve
Doocy. Doocy's not dumb.
He's got so much. He's not?
I don't think so.
He seems dumb as fuck.
No, I think he's odious, but I don't think he's dumb.
But Steve Doocy's listening. He's like, I'm odious, motherfucker. I'm not stupid. I told you.
I don't know if you can hear. This is Ebony Williams starting off.
A very big week for President Trump, kicking off with a controversial bang. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announcing today that the Trump administration is ending the DACA program, which protects undocumented immigrants who came to the...
I'm sorry. I might have to pause for a minute and pause this press conference and run and jerk off real quick because I'm all excited about the fact that we're going to be getting rid of DACA.
I'm shooting Nazi ropes.
It's really hard to listen to him talk.
He is the creepiest slime
It's really
ball.
Like cartoonish.
He's barely
it really
human.
Is. Yeah.
He's barely human.
The U.S. as children from deportation. The decision is creating a political firestorm in Washington and beyond. For more, we'll go to Fox News chief White House correspondent, John Roberts.
Okay, so they go to John Roberts. And
an orderly process.
Blah, 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 blah.
Boring.
Trying to find where Kilmeade starts yapping. Oh,
God, what a dickhead.
But
Jeff Sessions is really... I mean, it's odd that he's a racist. And I assume he believes the master race is white. But if you look at him objectively, I mean... He's white, and I don't know. Have you ever been to Subway sandwiches?
Sure. A bunch of times.
You ever get the turkey sub?
Yeah.
Do you ever notice how thinly sliced that meat is? You ever look at that?
Okay.
It looks like his skin. It looks like he's covered in turkey.
They pondered that, but yeah.
Turkey meat or something. He's just got very thin, pallid, almost non-existent skin. I don't know how that's superior. How's that superior? You know?
At one point, Kilmeade says, hey, John, speaking to,
hey, John.
Yeah. Hey, John, It was hard to not see Dick Durbin and Lindsey Graham together. Both critics at different times of President Trump. So, in other words, treasonous un-Americans, according to Brian Kilmeade. They're critics of Trump.
Oh, yes.
Remember last week, or whenever, we played a clip of Kilmeade saying how, well, this Russia thing's, we're done.
Oh, yeah.
6 months is enough.
Yeah, we wrap
it up. You guys don't
up.
Have anything now. You should be done with it. Wrap it up.
Tell Mueller to fucking wrap it up.
He said, Lindsey Graham and Dick Durbin are together, both critics at different times of Trump, saying, hey, now we've got to work together to get something done. Now it's on us to do this. Constitutionally, we know that Senator Lindsey Graham is a lawyer,
yes.
So it's really on Congress.
What the fuck does that mean? He's a lawyer. Well, he's a rock on tour. He's a contrarian.
Now we got to work together to get something done. Now it's on us to do this. Constitutionally, yeah. We know that Senator Lindsey Graham is a lawyer, so it's really on Congress. These protests and this outrage and these statements are really missing the point. He didn't kill the program. He told Congress to make a decision. He didn't kill DACA, Ryan.
Well, he didn't extend it, though.
He did kill it. Jeff Bosesh came out and said, we are going to allow this to expire.
And they made a case.
Or rescind is the word he used.
They made it. Didn't Gollum make a fucking, try to make the case that it's un-American, that DACA hurts us?
Well, yeah.
That it hurts us.
Yeah, they're all the criminals. Case. They're all.
These people go away, you're going to get good jobs. Your jobs are going to come back. How's that not fucking fascism?
And meanwhile, almost every point that he brought up about why these brown people are evil and need to be deported is not accurate. They're not taking American jobs. They're not all criminals.
But what's true is they aren't white, and that really bothers these fuckers.
That's what they're criminals.
Stupid reason.
That's how they're criminals. They're guilty of being not white.
Hey, you guys got to change that. Jesus Christ.
I'm here today to announce that the program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded.
Effectuated.
I said effectuated, and I said Obama instead of the N-word. You should give me credit.
Congratulations. Somebody buy Lindsay, Jeff Bosesh a drink. He didn't use the N-word.
Administration is being rescinded.
It's like, I would like to announce... Jeff, take off your hood. Oh, right. I'm sorry.
I didn't realize.
I would like to announce...
There is something weird, these older, like, wealthy, well-to-do fucking Southerners. That little... They have that weird accent. They sound like... what does he sound like? Jeff Bosesh sounds like Frank Underwood, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That weird, genteel, evil Southern lilt.
Yeah. I'm sitting on a porch whipping the Negroes.
Sounds like you should be pouring kerosene all over a cross.
I think I want that big black buck to come up here right now.
Hey, anybody want to cuck me?
Is being rescinded. The DACA program was implemented in 2012 and essentially provided a legal status for recipients for a renewable two-year term, worker authorization, and other benefits.
You know, we promised these people... We're not going to use that data against you.
And guess what?
And a lot of these people are worried for their families. They're not even that worried for themselves because they may get a reprieve.
Right.
But by definition, they might have plain illegal relatives. So now they're worried that the evil Sith lords of Trump's administration, like the one we're listening drawl on right now,
the worst one,
are going to use their information to say, well, wait a second, we've got the address of this dreamer. I'll bet their parents are living with them. And you know, those parents came here illegally. So God. Let's get them. Thank you for the database, Obama.
That's so fucked up. I mean, why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't we expect them to do that if they're putting up a wall? We got to build a wall to keep all the Mexicans out. We got to kick out the Muslims before we figure out what the fuck is going on.
Weaponize a database.
Yeah. We should.
That we promised
would
not be used against them. You come out of hiding,
right,
dreamers. and we will give you amnesty. We'll give you work permits. We'll let you come out of the shadows and be a citizen like you are.
God damn
basically.
It. Yeah, and I don't think we should expect Trump to not do the worst thing.
And the Republicans are like, ooh, now we know where they live.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I don't need Viagra. Or Cialis.
Worker authorization and other benefits, including participation in the Social Security program, to 800,000 mostly adult illegal.
Mostly aliens. Adult. See, illegal aliens.
Right. He's framing it.
DACA. Deferred action on childhood arrivals. Even if they are adults, you fuck. You mean like the guy that was saving people down at Harvey?
Oh, yeah. What about that guy? He's a fucking hero. Shit.
He's an adult. Well, he's an illegal alien.
God.
I don't care if he was brought here as a child.
What was... Was Jeff Bosash forged in the fucking fires of Mordor like
sure.
a fucking orc? Who is
Orcs
he?
Orcs are brown.
Yeah. Good point. Probably got more humanity than our fucking AG.
Adult illegal aliens. The policy was implemented unilaterally to great controversy and legal concern.
By?
After Congress rejected legislative proposals to extend similar benefits on numerous occasions.
Right. In other words, President Obama stepped in because you cunts wouldn't vote for it because he's black.
He wanted to do the right fucking thing.
Right.
On numerous occasions to this same group of illegal aliens. In other words, the executive branch, through DACA, deliberately sought to achieve what the legislative branch specifically refused to authorize on multiple occasions.
Anyway.
God.
There's a little bit of the...
You guys so evil.
Of the...
Multiple
racist
occasions.
Styling.
The racist stylings of...
Freestyle in racism from Jeff Bosash.
From your fucking attorney general. That's so fucked up.
Can I have a list of words that rhyme with the N-word? I'm doing some freestyle tonight.
Right. God. Somebody just asked on Twitter, is he really incontinent, Trump, based on a picture we twatted out? What does that mean? What picture?
Oh, that's the one where it looks like he's got the poop stain when he's golfing.
That's a fake one.
I believe
one.
That may have been touched up.
Nah,
yeah,
so
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
It's funny though, right? That's all that matters.
So what?
No, he is not incontinent. He's great. He's tremendous. He's got tremendous continency.
You know? I have the best continence.
I'm the best at not shitting my pants.
We've got a little bit of a follow-up. And
crab diving follow-up.
This shows about when you spend your money well on a good PR firm.
Yes.
For them to fix something shitty you've done and or said.
Right.
Well, Louise Linton... Actress, wife of Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
Let him eat cake.
One of the swamp dwellers, one of the sewer dwellers, I should say. He drained the swamp and turned it into a sewer.
Is he a Goldman Sachs dick?
Dickhead? He may have been. He was the guy who he's a Hollywood dude. He invests in movies, right? Oh. But he also... Wasn't he the biggest foreclosure during
the real estate crisis?
Yeah.
I don't know.
His company was the one that famously tried to evict or did evict a 90 something year old woman because she was less than a dollar short on a payment. Like she forgot the change on her payment, like literally less than a dollar. And they foreclosed.
That's insane, dude. How's this guy in charge of anything? He sucks.
Well, his wife last week, I think we might have done the story, tweeted out a picture of them getting off of an official government plane.
Yeah.
Having gone to Kentucky.
Fuck you.
Where I don't even know what he was doing. Like, he went to Fort Knox for some reason.
Right.
I don't know.
Make a withdrawal.
I think they were. I think he was playing. Yeah. I think it was like, I want to go look at all that pile of gold.
They're bored. Bored oligarchs.
And she had like some designer shit on and she tagged it in her Instagram.
Bleh.
And then people were questioning, wait a minute, did you fly on America's dollar to go on your little shopping trip and
right.
shit? That's still being investigated.
That's fucked up.
Well, one person commented and then Louise Linton went off and attacked about like, oh, well, go. Why don't you go watch some TV and enjoy your cute little life? Like a total
Not
let
you.
Them eat cake moment.
Right.
Raked over the coals righteously and rightfully on social media, this creature.
We can't all zoom off on a jet to Kentucky and have a big, exciting, glamorous life like you, Luis. Sorry.
She's a Scottish actress who married Steve Mnuchin.
Yes.
This year, actually, in June.
Oh, congratulations, dickheads.
President and First Lady Trump were there.
Boo.
It was officiated by, they were married by Mike Pence.
Oh, bleh.
Mother.
Bleh. I just threw up all over my pop screen. Kate?
There was a new magazine interview in Washington Life.
Yes.
And Linton is on the cover in like a ball gown.
Ooh, yes.
But she apologizes.
For what
now,
she said? Or
she, for the tweeting and everything.
Oh,
and
yes.
Like I said, they've got good PR people. These are smart. These aren't like the shit bags that Trump hires.
Right.
The loathsome ambulance chasers that he hired from New York, the lawyers and the PR people he hires who are always just
these
shadiest,
guys.
Scummiest.
Did they know did these people know how to use commas and spell and things like that?
Yeah,
did they
this
understand
is really
grammar?
Good. I don't believe a word of it, but she said exactly what you should say. First of all, she said, I do see the irony of making an apology in a ball gown, but it would be dishonest to proclaim that I'm never going to go to another social function. That's part of my life, she says.
Okay.
Good
for you. Congrats.
When she said the backlash for her response on Instagram was scary and surreal.
No shit.
But, quote, it forced me to take a deep look at what I'd done. I don't feel like a victim. I feel like the world gave me a good, hard wake-up call, and I'm okay with that. I want to say I concede completely to the comments of my critics.
Okay.
My post itself and the following response were indefensible, period.
Nah.
I don't have any excuses, nor do I feel any self-pity. Which is very un-Republican.
Wow.
Because usually all these Republicans go right into persecution mode.
Yeah, and they double down. There's
a war
on me.
Oh, I can't believe that you're saying this about me.
They gaslight you. They accuse you of doing what they're doing.
So she's got good people.
Yeah.
I sincerely take ownership of my mistake. It's clear I was the one who was truly out of touch, and my response was reactionary and condescending. I wish I hadn't spoken in such a patronizing tone.
Wow. Okay. Wow, good job. That's amazing. Whoever wrote that for you.
She had previously apologized in a statement issued through a publicist the day that it happened.
Well, then pay for that flight or whatever the fuck that was. You know?
They said they would, too, by the way.
Yeah.
That they would pay for that. I
saw
that somewhere.
That doesn't fucking matter. They're so fucking rich.
Well, but the entitlement of it in the first place to be like, oh, let's go say we're going to go inspect Fort Knox. Meanwhile, it coincided with the eclipse.
Oh, my.
And it just so happened to be almost totality near Fort Knox.
So they went up. They got a special fucking ride to see the motherfucking eclipse in a motherfucking government jet.
And they got to play Scrooge McDuck and probably fuck on top of a pile of gold bullion.
Right.
Fuck
these people. And fuck her apology. Shove it up your ass.
The article is accompanied by several fashion photographs of Linton shot at the Washington Mansion that she shares with Steve Mnuchin.
Right.
Which she models a series of gowns by designer Inez DeSanto, whose couture collections reportedly range from $6,000 to $10,000 for a fucking dress.
What is it made of?
I don't know.
Pearls or
unicorn jizz.
Oh, is it really? That's tough to tough to get a needle through that, you know?
That's why it's expensive. So there you go. I don't necessarily believe a fucking word of it. Right. That she truly learned her lesson about shaming poor people.
What's up with Steve Mnuchin's glasses? I mean, he's very odd style of glass to wear. It's like, he's got big squares on his face. He's an odd looking guy.
I believe one of our commenters on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, referred to him as fish face.
Oh, really? He's a fish face? Oh, I see that. Good call, whoever said that.
I see that.
What a fish face.
He could be an extra in Finding Nemo.
Oh, yeah. He's a guppy. He's like a little guppy. A little fucknut guppy.
So that is that. A little bit of a little follow-up. Crab diving.
Follow-up.
There you go. don't forget, tweet us anytime at Crab Diving. And if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, all you got to do is buy shit through our Amazon link. It doesn't cost you anything, but whatever you buy for that session, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
That's right.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
We get paid, baby.
Did you see the story about... we were talking a little bit about Charlottesville and shit like that.
Okay.
We also, if you go to our blog, go to crabdiving.com, and you'll find a story there with some pictures of when we went down to the Confederate Memorial Rally here in downtown Pensacola, Florida.
Our racist, shitty slavery heritage, that's right.
Keeping with that theme... we have a person who is a pastor.
Yes.
From North Carolina.
Fuck you, boy.
The Reverend Robert Wright Lee IV.
Eat my dick.
Who is now out of a job.
No shit.
And he's out of a job because his church, to which he... belonged,
okay,
was upset with right. him. Robert Wright Lee IV is a direct descendant
of
Confederate General Robert E. Lee.
Yeehaw, boy!
He actually resigned. He wasn't let go, but he resigned after what he says is deeply hurtful backlash.
Yes.
After he spoke out against white supremacy.
Oh my God. What?
He spoke out against white supremacy and received a massive backlash.
Oh my God. That's crazy. He had to quit?
I'm writing this. He wrote a statement.
God.
I'm writing the statement to make sure people are able to read in my own words what has happened to me over the last 3 weeks. So the events of my leaving Bethany United Church of Christ.
Fuck you.
Might be understood from my perspective. It began when MTV invited me to speak out at the Video Music Awards in Los Angeles as a descendant of Robert E. Lee, who is committed to speaking out against white supremacy and the hatred that has permeated our country. The event was in the immediate aftermath of the gathering of white supremacists in Charlottesville, who were rallying around a statue of my ancestor, Robert E. Lee.
Yeah.
I strongly support the removal of these monuments to the Confederacy.
Wow. Good
and
job.
Feel it is my duty as a, you said duty, mm-hmm. as a descendant to speak out against white supremacy.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
He goes on to quote exactly what he said on MTV at the awards. And he said, I call on everyone to renounce white supremacy, blah, blah, blah.
So he got shit from his church and then had to resign.
Skipping.
God.
My presence at the church as a descendant of Robert E. Lee and as an outspoken opponent of supremacy, white supremacy, had attracted attention. But my appearance on MTV, the media focused on my church reached an all-time high. A faction of church members were concerned about my speech.
What?
And said that I had lifted up the Black Lives Matter movement, the Women's March, and Heather Heyer, the woman that was killed by the white supremacist,
as
examples of racial justice work.
Holy shit.
Now, I do want to stress there were many in the congregation who supported my right to free speech, yet were uncomfortable with the attention the church was receiving.
What the fuck, man? It's a church.
He finally quit.
Right. Was Jesus, like, was Jesus a white supremacist when, you know, in the Bible? Was he into the fucking, did Jesus, when he was crucified, was he holding a tiki torch?
I don't think he was holding much of anything.
God, you fucking Christians.
How is he holding it?
I don't know, like, what your tenets are in your church, but I'm sure it's, you're not supposed to be fucking racist. You're not.
There you go. A direct descendant, a pastor.
God.
Direct descendant of Robert E. Lee, who is anti-white supremacy.
How nice. That's great.
And they accused him at this this church of supporting Black Lives Matter.
God damn it. This is a play. You guys used to have slavery down there.
And, right.
It used to be slavery. You're talking about supporting a hashtag. Big deal.
Hey, supporting those terrorists and Black Lives Matter and that terrorist woman who got run down, who got in the way of that patriot who was trying to escape.
Oh, yeah. She threw herself at his car.
That's exactly
what
happened.
Good fucking God, man.
We got to go.
Fuck racism.
We are back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Tribe Coast. Don't forget, we're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Tonight, listen, 8 p.m., everybody. A brand new Daily Upper Decker sports podcast with the fantasy football preview.
That's right.
And listen to all the other stuff on here on the network. Go to crabdiving.com. Everything's also on iTunes and Stitcher. Spread those stars and thumbs around.
Yeah, word of mouth.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram feed at RatedRComedy, or his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow.
TTFN.
Bye-bye.
Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug.
Thank you for listening to Crab Dive. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.